This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The wildfires scorching the western U.S. state of Oregon topped 300,000 acres on Monday as news emerged that a California power company linked to previous fires may be responsible for a new blaze. Oregon's giant bootleg fire has triggered over 2,100 evacuations and destroyed 67 homes in nearly 2 weeks of explosive growth. Firefighters have contained only a quarter of its perimeter. The bootleg fire is now the largest in the United States. At 340,000 acres, it takes up an area larger than the sprawling city of Los Angeles. It's driven by a multi-year drought, gusting winds, and scorching temperatures that experts have linked to climate change. The same trends have occurred further south in California, where five times as many acres have burned compared to the same point last year. One of the fires now blazing in California, the Dixie Fire, has been linked to PG&E, the giant utility company. PG&E's power lines were blamed for sparking the deadliest fire in the state's modern history, the Camp Fire of 2018. Meanwhile, in western Canada's British Columbia, where around 300 wildfires are burning, more than 2,500 homes were under evacuation orders on Monday. The province has recorded 13 new fires in the past 48 hours. Haiti's acting prime minister says he's stepping down to make way for a political challenger who has more international backing. Claude Joseph, who's been acting prime minister since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse on July 7th, told The Washington Post he was going to leave office. Ariel Henry, a 71-year-old neurosurgeon, will take his place. When Joseph will step down is unclear. You're listening to